its tone. They say nothing lasts forever, but they ain't seen us together or the way the moonlight dances in your eyes. Just a t-shirt in the kitchen with no makeup and a million other things that I can look at my whole life. A love like that makes a man have second thoughts. Maybe some things last.
Chance at $1,000 and a trip to our iHeartRadio Music Festival now. Text the nationwide keyword WIN to 200-200.
You'll get a confirmation text and info, standard data and message rates apply in this nationwide contest.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Florida. A 53-year-old man got a rental car, was on the highway, I-95. He's like, you know what? I'm going to do some donuts. So, doing donuts in the middle of traffic, hits a couple cars, police show up, and they find a suitcase full of guns and drugs in the trunk.
Okay, so it's just a combination. So donuts, okay, you're probably gonna get in trouble if you get caught, but why would you do something that you're probably gonna get in trouble if you get caught, if also you have guns and drugs in your car?
Because you're a bonehead.
Yeah.
And he was driving under the influence.
And then you're drunk.
In a rental car.
That wow. I get, though. Like, I would, that's when I would do it, though.
Not in your own car.
Yeah, in a rental car is when I would do it. That's the only part that makes sense. Okay.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Here we go. Bobby Bones Show.
She was 69, still smoking. Serving hurricanes since the schooner's wharf opened. When she poured me one, that's the secret. She said, don't ever let grass grow up underneath you. Carry on, karaoke, it don't matter if you can't. Carry a tune in a bucket anyways. Carry on, who cares what the naysayers say. If it's Saturday night, get carried away. Carry on, carry on. Six carrying you home. Till then you gotta carry on. Well, it turns out she kissed Elvis. A story she told would make Penny Lane jealous. And she said, hon, my shift's ending. Beside a peace sign at the bottom of my ticket. Carry on, karaoke, it don't matter if you can't. Carry a tune in a bucket anyways. Carry on. What the naysayers say. If it's Saturday night, get carried away. Carry on, carry on. Can't carry nothing with you, and it won't be long till it's six carrying you home. Till then you gotta carry on. If it feels good, do it. If it doesn't, then don't. Carry on, carry on. Yeah, man, you gotta carry on. Carry on, karaoke, it don't matter if you can't. Carry a tune in a bucket anyways. Carry on, who cares what the naysayers say. If it's Saturday night, get carried away.
yeah, man, you gotta carry on. Yes, ma'am, I'm gonna carry on.
Hey, get your bones on.
Bobby Bones.
Town's been telling me I've done some things I never did. Yeah, the grapevine starts with a glass of wine and you taking a sip. Every word that you're saying is another step to my reputation, and I can't take it anymore. But you've opened that door. Yeah, there's two sides to every breakup. One's a lie and one's the truth. One of them went down and one was made up, but in the end we both lose. Why can't we meet in the middle? Call it even, call it truce. If you quit telling lies about me, I won't tell the truth about you. Saw me get a text to make yourself feel better that you still talk to your ex. Yeah, you told your friends, you told your mama that I'm the root of all the drama. But we both know why this ended. Girl, I caught you red-handed. Yeah, there's two sides to every breakup.
Have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-444-2013. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-444-2013. That's 800-444-2013. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
Summer hits different when you're in motion. On the Post-Run High podcast, we're exploring what it really takes to perform at a high level through post-run conversations with athletes, founders, celebrities, and health experts.
Life is an ultra where things get hard, things suck at certain points, you have lows, but if you stay focused on your end goal and you get through the hard parts, it will get better.
Whether you're chasing a new PR or just getting out the door, this podcast is for you. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Post Run High, and listen now.
Was 69, still smoking, serving hurricanes since the schooner's wharf opened. When she poured me one, asked the secret. She said, don't ever let grass grow up underneath you. Carry on, karaoke, it don't matter if you can't carry a tune in a bucket anyways. Carry on, who cares what the naysayers say. If it's Saturday night, get carried away. Carry on, carry on. Carry nothing with you, and it won't be long till it's six carrying you home. Till then, you gotta carry on. Well, it turns out she kissed Elvis. A story she told to make Penny Lane jealous. And she said, huh, my shift's ending. Beside a peace sign at the bottom of my ticket. Carry on. Karaoke, it don't matter if you can't carry a tune in a bucket anyways. Carry on, who cares what the naysayers say. If it's Saturday night, get carried away. Carry on, carry on. Can't carry nothing with you, and it won't be long till it's six carrying you home. Till then, you gotta carry on. Doesn't then don't carry on. Carry on. Yeah, man, you gotta carry on. Carry on, karaoke, it don't matter if you can't carry a tune in a bucket anyways. Carry on, who cares what the naysayers say. If it's Saturday night, get carried away. Carry on, carry on. If it feels good, do it. If it doesn't, then don't carry on.
To you all night long. I've had a melody in my head since you walked in here and knocked me dead. Yeah, girl, you make me wanna write a song. And it goes like, ooh, what I wouldn't do to write my name on your heart. Get you wrapping my arms, baby, all around you. And it goes like, hey, girl, I'm blown away. Yeah, it starts with a smile and it ends with an all-night-long slow kiss. Yeah, it goes like this. Hey, girl, you make me want to drive you home. Get you out of here and get you all alone. I don't know what it is about you, baby, but I'm all messed up and it might sound crazy. You make me wanna write a song. And it goes like, ooh, what I wouldn't do to write my name on your heart. Get you wrapping my arms, baby, all around you. And it goes like, hey, girl, I'm blown away. But yeah, it starts with a smile and it ends with a
it goes like this. And it goes like ooh, and it goes like hey, and it ends with a kiss. It goes like this.
Time for the good news.
Tell me something good.
I have a really close friend. He'll be nameless, but I text him sometimes and he doesn't text back for like 2 months. And it's weird to go, I have a close friend that doesn't text back for 2 months. But Eddie has the same close friend.
Mm-hmm.
And how long sometimes does it take for him to text back?
Well, I'll just talk about the last time he's texted back. He hasn't. And I texted him about 2 months ago.
See. But we love him.
He's one of our best friends.
We'd give him an organ. Mm-hmm. I got the way to get him to text back. I sent him a picture of Billy. He texts me back every time within 5 minutes.
So I wonder, what is it you're sending otherwise where he doesn't want to or can't? Is he? I mean, I know the person too, so I'm just like, is it? I know he cares, so is it ADHD?
We stopped trying to figure him out years ago.
Yeah, he is who he is.
We love him for who he is, but if I want something back, I text him a picture of me and Billy, and I'm talking with 5 to 7 minutes, he's back. He's got a voice memo attached to it. Like, he is in.
That's awesome.
So that's my tell me something good, is that I finally found the bait to get my friend to respond to text messages.
So can you send me those pictures too, and then I'll text it to him? That way
you send him pictures of,
of Billy.
Yeah. So that's mine. I was just talking with him yesterday. It's always good. You?
Mine is last night for a good 60 seconds. I thought I laid my car key down somewhere in a Super Walmart. And I was about to have to retrace all of my steps because I didn't take a person and I just had my little key. And when I walked in and I got my cart.
Your purse.
I didn't take a person to the store.
Okay. Oh, that sounded like you didn't take your person.
And okay, sorry. I didn't take a bag into the store or even I didn't have a bag with me. So I was going to be holding my key, holding my wallet. So I was like, okay, I got to figure out a plan for my key. Because it would fall through the cart.
Yeah.
So at some point when I got the cart, I thought, I'm just going to stick it in my sports bra because that's what I do. And that sounded good to me at the moment. Well, I was all over that Super Walmart everywhere. And by the time it's ready for me to leave, I'm walking out the door and I'm like, where is my key? And I'm thinking, is it over by the pineapples? Is it over by that gray sweater I was trying on? Is it over by the games? Oh, is it by the flower pots? Like, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to retrace. And it was 9 p.m. So I thought, I'm going to have to go find a worker. We're going to have to make an announcement. And then, I'm going to have to, like, say my car and then be like, has anybody seen this key? And then I was like, oh, yeah, it's in my sports bra. At that moment, I knew this is my tell me something good for tomorrow. Because okay. It just
well, what a journey we went on there,
we
huh?
Sure did.
And we ended up the same place we started.
Yeah. The pineapples, the.
Well, I'm just telling you, like, that's the. Yeah. I covered every inch of that Walmart. So, like, pineapples over here, flower pots are over here. So, like, I was everywhere in between, and I could have put it down at any moment. My best guess before the panic. Well, the panic was probably really starting to set in, but I was like, I know the first place I'm going to look. It has to be where I put on the gray sweater because...
Of course.
I...
You went over the top and
I went. Jostling. I didn't go into the dressing room. I just put the sweater on over what I was wearing. And I was like, I would have put the key down to do that.
I'm glad you have your key.
Have my key. We are all good.
Do you guys have air tags on your keys or anything? Like
my keys,
tracker?
No. My wallet, yes.
Okay.
And I'm glad you said that because it is going, battery's almost dead.
Oh.
But what sucks is sometimes, even though I have it in, it can't find it. It'll go unreachable. You ever do the thing where it's like find it close range and it gives you the arrow and it points to it? Do you ever do that?
I don't have
you right
one.
To it. You don't have an air tag?
No. My sister, the reason I brought it up is my sister has an air tag on her keys.
Oh, I might need to do that.
You guys don't have air tags on stuff?
No.
I mean, I got them on everything. My dogs, my wallet. My wife doesn't know it, but her.
her car.
I'm air tagged up. Eddie, tell me something good.
Guys, this was so crazy. Last night, I was at my son's football game. I'm sitting there with my wife. We got a little chairs, you know. And I look over to my right, and there's a guy on his phone, and he looks familiar. I'm like, who is that dude? Older. Like maybe in his late 60s, 70s. And I keep staring. I figured it out. It was Jim Nantz. Jim Nantz.
Who's voice of the Masters.
Sports broadcaster.
Let me do an impression without us telling you anything else. Jim Nantz, go.
I mean, I've met him.
Oh, he says something really
you've
specific.
Met him?
Oh, yeah, Amy's met him.
But what does he say? I don't know, because I just have to just give me a hint.
Eddie?
I mean, I don't know. Does he have a catchphrase?
Yeah, kind of.
I'll just say, and Tiger's putting.
I'm Jim Nantz.
I'm Jim Nantz.
Doesn't he say, like, hello, friends?
And this is the rest of the golf match.
That's not him.
No, that's Howard Cosell.
Yeah. No. Who says the rest of the story?
Oh, no. Howard Cosell was what you just did. The rest of the story is
Paul Harvey.
Paul Harvey.
And that's the rest of the story.
Yeah.
That's who I was tapping into. But wait, where did you see him?
At my son's football game. And so he was with a buddy. He was like just them two standing next to my wife. And I'm trying to tell my wife, hey, that's Jim Nantz. She's like, who's Jim Nantz? So I'm explaining to her who Jim Nantz is. And I think he hears me because he looks at me and goes, he tells his friend, hey, let's go to the other side.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh. He totally heard me.
Jim Nantz is awesome, though.
Yeah.
Like, as a guy, too. Like, he's really
And he was even talking to his friend like he was at the Masters.
Well, that's how he talks.
The weather's really hot out here.
Hello, friends. All right, Lunchbox.
I mean, this is really more of a tell me something good for the listeners. I will continue to be working here. I thought last night I was going to be able to retire, but I didn't hit the $1 billion. Someone from Illinois did in the Powerball lottery. So the good news is I will be here for the foreseeable future.
That's the good news?
For the listeners.
Depends which listener you ask, probably. Huh. But yes. Okay.
Well. Yeah, so I will not be retiring. It sucks for me.
There you have it.
Bobby Bones. Bobby Bones Show.
That's why I'm thinking of you, I guess. What part of over don't I understand? Cause damn, I miss the taste of your cigarette. Yeah, your memory pulls me right back in. It's like I forget I can't love you anymore. Can't keep chasing you around. Sharing this bed with your ghost every night. I hate that your kiss left a burn on my lips. Oh baby, how do I tell my heart it ain't yours when I said it before? I can't love you anymore.
Just when I think you let me let you go, there's a picture on the dash, so you lit it up just to see the smoke. Roll me plus you with a date on the back. Look at that all. Your memory pulls me right back in. It's like I forget I can't love you anymore. Can't keep chasing you round, round the back of my mind. I can't need you anymore. Can't keep sharing.
You've probably heard all those ads for life insurance. Just a few dollars a day, apply online in minutes, no medical exam. Simple, easy, and cheap, right? Now you're thinking, maybe I should get a quote. Well, smart thinking. Everyone should have life insurance. But here's what they don't tell you. Those few dollars a day rates, they're for young people in perfect health. That's why everyone calls Big Lou the 50 to 60-year-old not-so-perfect candidate. Like you. You take prescription meds, and you're overweight. Winner, winner, fried chicken dinner. Well, Big Lou works with life insurance companies that want people like you, with no surprises after you apply. In fact, if you're a 50-year-old guy with a few health glitches, Lou could probably find you $1 million of term life coverage for about $200 a month. So, yeah, you need life insurance. But unless you're young and healthy, you gotta call Big Lou, because he's like you. Older, heavier, and on meds, too. Get a quote right now at 800-444-2013, 800-444-2013, or biglou.com.
Preparing to...
Summer hits different when you're in motion. On the Post-Run High podcast, we're exploring what it really takes to perform at a high level through post-run conversations with athletes, founders, celebrities, and health experts.
Life is an ultra where things get hard, things suck at certain points, you have lows, but if you stay focused on your end goal... and you get through the hard parts, it will get better.
Whether you're chasing a new PR or just getting out the door, this podcast is for you. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Post Run High, and listen now.
Baby, your song, you made me want to roll my windows down and cruise. Fire it up, let's go get this thing stuck. Baby, what song you make me wanna roll my windows down and cruise. Now the back road blowing stop signs through the middle, every little farm town with you in this brand new Chevy with a lift kit would look a hell of a lot better with you up in it. So baby, what song you make me wanna and strummed a couple chords and sang from the heart. Girl, you sure got the beat in my chest bumping. Hell, I can't get you out of my head. Baby, you a song, you make me wanna roll my windows down and cruise. Down a back road blowing stop signs through the middle, every little farm town with you.
Took all your favorite country and made a free playlist just for you.
It's a 10 in a row big block on the Big 98, Nashville's number one for new country.
Mm-hmm.
kitchen play too loud. Hang out with their rough and rowdy crowd. That don't mean I don't respect my mama or my Uncle Sam. Yes, sir, yes, ma'am. I may be a real bad boy, but baby, I'm a real good man. I might have a reckless streak, at least a country mile wide. If you're gonna run with me, it's gonna be a wild ride. When it comes to loving you, I've got velvet hands. I'll show you how a real bad boy can be a real good man.
Chance at $1,000 and a trip to our iHeartRadio Music Festival coming up at 1 p.m. right here on 97.9, the Big 98, Nashville's number one for new country.
We had a plan, move out of this town, baby, west to the sand. It's all we talked about lately. I packed a car, bring your guitar and Jane for smoking. First thing you're done, you cue the songs and we get going. Brought you on home, waited on the porch for you, sat there alone all throughout the morning till I got a hunch down in my gut and snuck around the back. Empty cans and I'll be damned, your bags were never packed. Did your boots stop working? Did your truck break down? Did you burn through money? Did your ex find out? Well, there's a will and there's a way, and I'm damn sure you lost it. Didn't even say goodbye, just wish I knew what cost it. Was the whiskey flowing? Were you in a fight? Did the nurse come get you? What's your alibi? I'm in my way back to LA, and that's where you'll be forgotten. In 40 years, you'll still be here, drunk, washed up in Austin.
you plan on leaving? What happened? Bad habits. Do you go back? Go back. I loved you. How tragic. Oh, did your group stop working? Did your truck break too? Did you burn through money? Did your ex find out? Where there's a will and there's a way, and I'm damn sure you lost it. Didn't even say goodbye. Just wish I knew what cost it. Was the whiskey flowing? Were you enough? Did the blows come get you? What's your alibi? I'm on my way back to LA, and that's where you'll be forgotten. In 40 years, you'll still be here, drunk, washed up in Austin.
One of my new goals in life is to help people not believe everything they hear and see, especially on the internet. It's really a mission. What's the rumor, Eddie, about me? What's the tale that you've heard about me?
Wow, this is crazy. So a couple years ago, somebody told me that they saw Bobby at this, like, they call it morning show boot camp. I guess it's like, what is it, a seminar?
Yeah, like a convention for people that work in the business.
Yeah. So they said that Bobby spoke, went up there and spoke, and he said, I'm going to be here for a little bit, so if anyone has any questions, meet me right outside in the lobby or whatever, and just, I'll be there if you have any questions. Apparently, like, hundreds of people went to go ask Bobby a question, because he stayed about 2 to 3 hours after the whole thing talking to people.
I'm like, that's not a bad one.
I was like, that's Garth Brooks-esque.
Like, so wait, this is a rumor from a few years ago?
How did you even hear this?
Somebody was talking about they went this year.
Uh-huh. Oh, because it just happened like last weekend.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't there.
No. Morning show boot camp.
And they said, why don't you go? I'm like, I went a long, long time ago. They're like, Bobby went a couple years ago. I was like, really? Where? Like, I think San Diego or something. And then they started telling me the story. I'm like, that's crazy.
Well,
so the rumor has resurfaced.
I have to say that it is not true. I stayed for 5 hours.
Oh, it was longer.
And I met every single person. I never talked about it, but yeah, I said I would be there. So I stayed and talked to every single person for as long as they wanted to talk about whatever. And I was, and people waited in line and I felt bad, but I wasn't charging them, you know?
That's what they said. They said, like, it looked like he was just ready to answer a few questions, but he stayed there for a long time.
Yeah, it's about 5 hours.
And then dang.
Yeah. I hadn't thought about that. Dang.
And then I told the person, I was like, wow, you remember the Garth Brooks story of CMA Fest where he signed autographs?
24 hours.
24 hours, the same deal.
It's that. That's my version of that.
It's very similar.
Yeah, yeah. So, again, don't believe everything you hear, because it was more like 5 hours.
Dang, that's crazy.
So another lie, yes. We're done. Thank you, everybody, for listening to the show. Hope you have a great weekend. We will see you Monday. We have a really great podcast from today's show. Mostly, if you love easy trivia, that's up there. Also, we talked to Drew Scott from the Property Brothers. It's a big, big show. We do a second podcast as well, completely up on the feed, that's only on the podcast feed. So search for the Bobby Bones Show, podcast it up. We'll see you guys Monday. Bye, everybody. Bobby Bones, y'all.
like an angel tonight. You might want to slip off those wings. I want you in the worst way. My hands are needing your hips. Want the first taste of whiskey right off your lips. So close all the blinds, lock all the doors, put away anything that'll break. Baby, I need you tonight. Let's see how much love we can make. I want you. My hands are needing your hips. Want the first taste. Took me whiskey right off your lips. So close all the blinds, lock all the doors, put away anything that'll break. Baby, I need you tonight. Let's see how much love we can make. I want you in the worst way.
Listen back when you could park for free across the street from the Tin Roof.
Got a girl from the south side, got blazing hair. First time I seen her walk by, and I about fell up on my chair. Had to get her number, and it took me like 6 weeks. Now me and her go way back, like Cadillac 6. Body like a back row, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my hand. Doing 15 and 30, I ain't in no hurry. I'ma take it slow, just as fast as I can. The way she fits in them blue jeans, she don't need no belt. But I can turn them inside out, I don't need no help. Got hips like honey, so thick and so sweet. There ain't no curves like hers on them downtown streets. Body like a back road, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my hand. Doing 15 and 30, I ain't in no hurry. I'ma take it slow, just as fast as I can. Tangled up in the tall grass, with my lips on hers. On the highway to heaven, at the south of a smile. Get there when we get there, every inch is a mile. Body like a back road, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my hand. Doing 15 and 30.
Free. This is
Big Block, fella.
A big block.
Big.
On the Big 98.
Nashville's number one for new country.
I threw a 10 on the bar, ready to drown the hill I've been going through. I didn't make it far, for an old cowboy sat down, said, buddy, I've been there too. Ribs on his chest and miles in his eyes.
said I've seen my fair share of hard times. I've tried fixing problems with band-aids and bottles. But the only real secret to life is you gotta ride.
Hear like their passion.
Amazing. Yeah.
Nashville's number one for new country.
Girl, when you call it quiz, you could have done it right. You could have left the sound out of it when you said goodbye. You ruined everything I love. Ripped my heart right out my chest. Girl, it's like the
Jason Aldean.
Hey, Nashville, I'm Megan Maroney.
Hey, it's Thomas Tripp.
97.9.
The Big 98.
Nashville's number one for new country.
It's hard to believe it, girl, that I'm seeing what I'm seeing. Don't want to assume, but it seems like you're having the time of your life. I wasn't expecting you want to be the center of attention. Know just what you're doing, why you're spending time in some arms that ain't mine. Take a life.